Forced Migration Review, Issue 42, April 2013. Global Human Rights Frameworks Applicable to LGBTI Migrants by Shayna Tabak and Rachel Levitan. Sexual minorities leave home for a variety of reasons, but their departure is often due to the identity-based violence, discrimination, and harassment they face at the hands of state actors, family, and community. Although no international legal instrument exists to specifically protect the human rights of LGBTI individuals, over recent years, international legal bodies have interpreted basic human rights provisions to apply to LGBTI populations. Various UN treaty bodies have echoed this message, including the Human Rights Committee, which has stated that the principles of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, apply equally to all without discrimination to LGBTI populations, holding that the reference to sex in Article 26, the ICCPR's principal anti-discrimination provision, incorporates sexual orientation. End note 1. Similarly, the Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, the authoritative interpretive body of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, prescribes any discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. End note 2. Consequently, states parties to the ICCPR and the ICESCR must ensure protection of covenant rights for all LGBTI people, including migrants, within their territories as set out in both treaties. Beyond these international legal protections of LGBTI individuals, regional human rights bodies have also affirmed that human rights law must apply to those discriminated against on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Most recently, the European Court of Human Rights held that segregating LGBTI detainees violates their human rights and amounts to torture, inhuman, or degrading treatment if it deprives them of meaningful access to detention center services or is tantamount to penal solitary confinement. End note 3. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights jurisprudence has increasingly addressed the human rights of LGBTI people, holding for the first time that the American Convention on Human Rights bars discrimination based on sexual orientation. End note 4. In addition to these human rights standards, in 2006, a group of legal experts drafted the Yogyakarta Principles, guidelines that address how basic human rights tenets relate to sexual minorities. End note 5. Although these principles are not binding on states, they articulate the primary international law protections for sexual minorities and offer states guidance on best practices for ensuring human rights of LGBTI populations. Shayna Tabak, T-A-B-A-K, at wcl.american.edu, is a practitioner in residence at American University's International Human Rights Law Clinic. Rachel Levitan, RSLEVITAN, at gmail.com, is Senior Counsel, Refugees and Migration, at HIAS. www.hias.org. Endnotes. Endnote 1. See TuneIn v. Australia, HRC Communication Number 488/1992, UN Doc CCPR/C/50/D/488/1992, Paragraph 8. 7, 1994. Endnote 2. See Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, General Comment Number 14, The Right to the Highest Attainable Standard of Health, August 11, 2000. E/C, 12/2000/4. www.unhcr.org/refworld/docid/45388380. .html. Endnote 3. ECHR XV Turkey, application number 24626/09. Endnote 4. www.ciDH.oas.org/basic3.american%20convention.htm. Endnote 5. Yogyakarta Principles on the Application of International Human Rights Law in Relation to Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, 2006. www.yogyakarta.org/principles_en.htm.